Now for sinks, these are then removal mechanisms of gases in the atmosphere. So the classic is removal of oxygen. We've got our 21% oxygen. It doesn't keep going up because we've got removal mechanisms. And lots of rocks then are able to be attacked by oxygen and form oxides. We can directly move a gas by it impacting on the surface. Now the surface can be a plant leaf, it can be a soil, or it can be a building. That process of a gas hitting the surface and stopping is dry deposition. It doesn't even matter if the surface is wet, okay, that's actually still dry deposition even if it's a wet surface. In contrast, wet removal, this is scavenging, this is where a raindrop comes down and it removes gases as the raindrop falls. So this is a very soluble gas hitting a raindrop, dissolving in the raindrop, and the raindrop hitting the ground. Biology is clearly able to use gases, in particular CO2 was the one we saw before. And what we've just developed then is called the source reservoir sink model for the atmosphere. We've got source of gases to the atmosphere, we've got a reservoir of that gas in the atmosphere, we've got a sink which is removing that gas. And as long as we're in steady state, then things stay stable. If we muck around with either the source or the sink, then we get a perturbation and our model falls over, which is where climate modelling is about at the moment. We think the model is due to